Welcome to Beating Cancer Daily. Beating stage 4 cancer for 30 years still takes my breath away every time I say it. I'm Saren, founder of the Comedy Cures Foundation, and I hope you'll join me for just a few minutes daily for the next 365 days so we may laugh, learn, maybe cry a little as we live our best days beating cancer daily together. So I'm still thinking about this episode that I did with functional medicine expert Jackie Bryan, because I'm really trying to follow her prescription for how to change a habit, either a good habit that we want to increase or a habit that isn't serving us that we want to lose. And when I want to tackle something, I also look at it from a comic perspective. So of course, you know that I had to bring my friend, comedian, and cancer survivor, Missy Hall, back to Beating Cancer Daily, because I wanted to look at this from a comic perspective. And we do this in comedy when we're trying to get better on stage. We really look at the habits that we are doing that are good and also what habits we need to break as performers. So this really has an application to the cancer experience. And I'm just really happy that Missy Hall is here today. Welcome, Missy.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, it's really cool. We're at 30 plus episodes in this little mini series within the overall Comedy Cures Beating Cancer Daily series, which is just hundreds of episodes. And you've been brave enough to come through your whole cancer journey and be with us. And I just think it's invaluable for people to go back and start at episode 1 and see how you processed all of this cancer diagnosis, treatment, and now survivorship, and did it with a comic perspective while performing comedy. I just am in awe of you and how we did this together. So thank you for all those episodes.
Oh, thank you. And you know, selfishly, I think it helped me so much. I certainly hope it's serving others. But when I look back and think of how much that helped me, it's just amazing. So thank you.
The laughter-tear ratio is very different now.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
It is. And it's funny that you say that, because I was just thinking when I hear you describing it, I got the giggles because I was like, sometimes you're going to hear me cry really hard, but not today, because today I feel good.
It is a grieving process too. Yeah. And I don't think people take that into account, that there is post-traumatic stress that you can go through. Not everyone, but it is a real thing. And that you look back, at least I did, and went, what did I just go through?
Absolutely. I'm finding it now, if I am looking back at the calendar, when I look at, I remember that show, I had just had surgery, and it, I remember this day, and it just blows my mind. And then I'm like, and I'm here right now. And it's just crazy.
This reference might not make sense to anybody who didn't hear the episode, but Missy did offer up her life in exchange for her daughter's fetus. And we were at any moment expecting this catastrophe to happen, because Missy did make a deal that if God took care of this fetus, he could take her after she just went through all this cancer treatment. But luckily, we said that God must have been taking a nap.
Yes, I think he's having a sandwich or a nap, and I am still here. I could be screwed up at any moment, but right now, all seems good with me and the fetus. So
I'm so glad to hear that your daughter's pregnancy is going well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
This topic that I wanted to talk about is really interesting, because we delved way into it on this habit busting episode but you have a different spin on it. And I want to really explore that just from a comedian's point of view. How are you looking at habits, breaking habits on stage, habits in your life? How are you doing that?
I am learning to make micro changes. And I think that's a word that you used. I've heard other people use just micro habits. I have a habit that does not serve me well. And that is taking all of the advice and trying to implement it all at the same time.
Right? Which defeats the micro part of habit.
So, and when you say micro, I'm like, oh, thank you. It's like putting balm on sunburned skin. Cause I'm like, when I first was diagnosed and first started getting lots of such wonderful knowledge about nutrition and sleep and exercise and mindfulness, I tried changing everything all at the same time.
It's exhausting. I did it too. I think we all do it. We sit down and we go, I'm going to reinvent myself right now,
today. Yeah, I need all new clothes. I got to go shopping for this new person. And it's terrifying. And
it's exhausting. It is exhausting.
It is. It's every day is like New Year's Day with 8 million resolutions.
Yeah, I can beat cancer, but I can't survive the weight of all the resolutions that I made.
Exactly. There is not time for me to meditate, to exercise, to go all buy different food.
Cook that food,
but not in plastic, in glass because of the toxicity.
Laugh, tell everybody what's going on all the time.
Yeah. It really felt huge. And then my brain goes chunk and just stops. And then I was like, then I might as well eat a bag of jelly beans because I can't do any of this.
No, so, but then you beat yourself up for not doing that whole list of reinvention of self because you have that whole list. And honestly, this podcast is hundreds of episodes and daily so that you take a little aspect, one bite at a time.
Yep.
And you try to just make these changes slowly, daily, weekly, monthly. There are tons of episodes with tons of suggestions of how to make these modifications, but many of them are very short just so that you don't feel overwhelmed by this change. So that's a great point, Missy.
And that's why this has been so helpful, is that upon finding out that I had cancer, I wanted to take as much control over my life as possible. And there are so many things that I wanted to modify that trying to do them all at once just overwhelmed me. And then so many times on this podcast, small changes. Here's a whole lot of things that can help you, but you don't have to try to juggle them all at the same time.
Well, that's that famous phrase that I say over and over again, and I didn't invent it. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That's why this is called a bite-sized podcast, except when you and I start talking, the episodes are not bite-sized. And when Jackie and I speak, they're not bite-sized. But that's two of the 7 days. The other 5 days, I really try to keep them bite-sized.
Yes. And it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And I love just being reminded of how human nature works. Like, I'm going to change everything. It's a new me. I'll do the same thing as a comic. I'll see a tape of myself and be like, okay, I need to stand up straighter. I need to stop moving my head so much. And I have too many extra words around that joke. And then the next time, I'm like, I'm going to change all of those things in one set. And it's like, no, just think of one. Today, I'm not going to try to have no sugar and no salt. I'll pick one.
Yeah. And be okay with it and not beat yourself up about it, because the chatter can be so incessant when you're going through treatment. And the truth is, we're juggling all of the aspects of the logistics of cancer. that's like a full-time job. And you may have a family that you are responsible for and a job, and you may be a caregiver. So if you try to pack all this self-improvement on yourself rapidly on top of all of that, it's just, there is no foundation. There's going to be a collapse.
Yes.
There's just, you can't do it. So you have to pace your enlightenment.
Yeah. That's the thing. And that's why I keep laughing, because it just makes me laugh. You're like, of course you can't do all of that at one time, you know, but you try, like, in your brain.
But when someone gives you that scary diagnosis and prognosis, like, I'm a stage 4 cancer survivor. And I remember very clearly after 3 surgeries, 44 radiation treatments, over 2 years of chemotherapy, them coming to me and saying, get your affairs in order. That will put a fire under your butt to change every single aspect of your life to try to save your own life. But it's not sustainable. You have to just do this bite-sized, in my opinion. Maybe if you are the one person that can do all this change and sustain it in one day, you got to let me know.
Yes, I want to meet you.
I need to feature you on this podcast. I'm just telling you. If you,
yeah, we all need to know you for sure.
And then we're going to hate you a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
You can also be pretty. Like, make
yeah.
Whoever you are, I'm going to request that you are not attractive at all.
If you are the perfect cancer survivor. No, actually, that's a great point. Take the word perfection out of this. Don't try to be the perfect cancer patient, the perfect cancer survivor. It's way too much pressure. Just do you. That's all I can always say to people. They contact me around the clock from all over the world, because the podcast is in 71 countries on 6 continents already. And it might even be on more by the time this actually airs, but it is staggering how many people blessedly are listening to this from all parts of the world. And it's not a good thing to try to be the perfect patient. Forgive yourself. It's probably how we all got in the seat to begin with. Right. Because I know I was trying to be perfect in this world. I don't know about you, but I was really trying to be the perfect human. And not from an ego point of view, just because I came from a family where we strived for perfection. That was our culture. But that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, we do. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I was the first person in my family to go to college. I also had a divorce, all kinds of things that I was trying to make up for.
Yeah.
Making up for. And just push so many hours a day. And even during cancer, I was like, okay, I got to push.
Yeah, you were being the super comic, the super patient.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why it was really good when you came on, because we were diffusing a lot of things that you were just trying to hold back.
Yes.
And we released a lot on those episodes. And I think we gave you energy for living and energy for fighting cancer.
Absolutely. And to know that letting go, to be vulnerable and to cry and to have those moments is part of it also, right?
Yeah.
It's part of it.
That cathartic release can really...
Yes.
And really help take you a long way in your energy. So I want to go back to the stage for a second and talk about, just from a comedic point of view, if you are looking at changing habits, what comes up for you?
For me, it's lots of jokes about sugar and exercise and what happens when I try to meditate, because I love making jokes with people or bringing light to the fact, like, I've gone a whole day without sugar, except for the last half hour of the day in which I ate all the sugar that I had really wanted all day long.
We've all been there. We've all done that. Oh my gosh. I think I did that 2 days ago. And all these are episodes, which is so interesting that you said that. These are all episodes on Beating Cancer Daily, like how to tackle your sugar cravings. We did a great episode with Jackie. Meditation. How do you ease into that or build a practice of meditation? All these are little habits that we really uncover, and yet you're making fun of them on stage, school.
Exactly. Because the thing is, they are real and they do work for sure. But it is also hilarious to be like, okay, I try to meditate. And then I'm thinking, am I doing this right? I don't think this is right. I think I'm supposed to be more relaxed than this. Why is the dog sitting on my face? No wonder I can't meditate with the dog sitting on my face. Wait, is today trash day? I think it's trash day. Even exercise, you're like, is 37 seconds enough? Feel like that's enough. But it's just fun to do that with people who are laughing about it, because we've all taken on these kinds of habits, whether it was because of a cancer diagnosis or not. We are all trying to improve ourselves, and we'll all take on these grandiose promises of changing everything all at the same time.
I love this idea of when you don't succeed, I was going to say fail, but when you don't succeed at one of these goals, like meditation, instead of beating yourself up about it, two things. Either try to think about something funny about not being able to meditate, like use your own comic perspective, or go to the internet and type in meditation humor. And then go to the internet and look at some memes or GIFs or videos where comedians are making fun of meditation. I try to incorporate that into the episodes that I'm doing where I'm teaching. So if you find that episode, I usually do some humor about it. But just finding like Missy Set, if it's posted on meditation or exercise, and just laugh at the fact that you are trying to do this and maybe didn't succeed, instead of holding in all that self-doubt or self-reprimand about this. Just try to ease it up a little bit by the laughter. I love Corey Kahaney's bit on meditation, and I know you can probably find that online, but she has this meditation voice that's in her head, which is, clear your mind. It's like some old British woman in her head.
And yes, it's always British. There's always
the British meditation voice. It's like the British golf voice. Yes. And then she goes on to talk about what it's like when that doesn't happen. But it's just a fun bit. And Missy, I'm so right with you on this. And how you use your comic perspective to really not slaughter yourself for not being the perfect cancer patient.
Yes, I think it's really helped me on the days where I'm feeling terrible about myself. Oh my gosh, I've had cancer and I still can't be perfect. If that's not a warning to be perfect, I don't know what is. And you realize how that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds ridiculous, but that's the ugly gremlin voice in my head.
And there are people that don't even realize that they have an ugly gremlin voice. It took me, I didn't know what that voice was. I didn't realize, I've said it before, until I was in my 20s, that other people had a voice in their head. And if you don't have a voice in your head, I'm glad you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But most people do, and they hear it, or they know it and they don't know where it's coming from, but it's usually not a good voice. And what I've tried to do is make my voice in my head a cheerleading voice. And I do episodes on that, Cancer Cheerleader. So if you haven't heard that one, go back and listen to it. Missy, thank you so much for coming on for another episode of Beating Cancer Daily. You and Jackie and you listening are why this podcast is helping so many people and why it's the number one cancer survivor podcast of 2024 and one of the top five cancer podcasts for patients of 2023. And it's staggering to me that You guys are loving it. And it's such an honor to do this with you, Missy, and with Jackie, and just to hear from each and every one of you listening with your feedback, your comments. We love hearing it. So go to comedycures.org and hit the record button under the podcast section, or write to us under the menu contact section and let us know how you're thinking about habits, how you are being kind to yourself, and what's working for you. Thanks, Missy.
Thank you so much. And let's all be easy on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. And funny. Let's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not that easy.
Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow. If you loved today's episode, then tell the world. Why? Because Beating Cancer Daily and our membership circle are both a listener and donor supported experience. So the more people you tell and the more people that join us, the more robust and interesting programs our nonprofit, the Comedy Cures Foundation, can bring to you throughout the year. I really want you to go to comedycures.org. And of course, I always want you to make a donation. It's tax deductible to the extent allowed by law. But what's super exciting is not only can you laugh and explore the comedy there, you can look at our membership levels and find the one that's great for you. And if you're feeling a little bit generous, gift one to a chemo brother or sister, or to a caregiver that you just want to help them improve the quality of their day. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow. Guess what time it is? It's time for me to read the disclaimer. Beating Cancer Daily and the membership circle are not in lieu of medical advice or treatment. They are for entertainment purposes only. Please consult your healthcare team to review your best strategy. Thanks for listening.